In the Eastern Orthodox, Christian worship is called the Nave, as a living continuation of Judaic and early Christian worship. Our worship of God engages each person's senses. Our senses of smell, enticed by the burning of incense, we are embraced with sound. The chanters or choir members provide hints and musical responses to the requests of the prayers of the faithful. The gospel is read by the priest, the epistle readings or the Old Testament readings by the readers who stand at the chamber stand up here to your right. Look up to the dome at the most crucial point. At the top of the dome, we see the icon of Jesus Christ. This is called the icon Pontocrator, which means Christ is ruler over all. Our Lord says, I and my Father are one. Christ is ruler over all can be found in Revelation, the first chapter, the 8th verse. From here, our Lord is completely available to each of us, and this is demonstrated by the stained glass windows that are in the drum of the dome. Each of these stained glass windows are his disciples, closely circling him architecturally, just as they did when they lived with him. In these triangular areas called the pendentives, these pendentives hold up the dome with the assistance of the columns. In each of the pendentives are the four evangelists, St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Luke, and St. John, who with their gospels bring our Lord to us on earth. If you look forward to the apse of the Virgin Mary behind the altar, the Virgin Mary is holding Jesus as a child. She is the bridge God has chosen in his plan of salvation. She freely accepted to be the mother of God and was obedient to God in all things. Her arms are open wide, not only offering her son to us, but inviting us to come to him. But also, this icon is called Platiter ton uranon. That's what it is written in Greek, wider than the heavens, because she retained in her womb God, who is uncontainable. So it is a mystery. The early Christian worship of our Eastern Orthodox Church maintains and uses the Psalms, much as in Judaic worship. The next hymn, sung in English by our choir, is a communion hymn. It is used in the Divine Liturgy. You may recognize it if you are familiar with the Psalm 148. with the most glorious hymn of the Orthodox Church, we proclaim our greatest joy, Christ is risen, Christos Anesti. As the Apostle Paul wrote in his first letter to Corinthians, if Christ is not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. The resurrection of Christ is the foundational experience of Orthodox Christianity. Without the empty tomb, there is no Christianity. Without Christ's resurrection, there is no hope for us to live eternally in God's loving presence. To the right is the large stained glass window, illustrating that he is risen indeed. Alithos anesti, O Kyrios.